Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And I want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It is a very exciting night for us. Do you know why, Jessica?
We are in St. Augustine.
Woo-hoo, the oldest city in the United States.
It is my favorite place.
It is my favorite place, too. We've been having a really, really good time. But more importantly, we're going to do something kind of unique tonight that we've never done before in this magnitude.
No, not at all. We do many ghost hunts, but this is going to be different and exciting and cool.
And cool. I'm really looking forward to it. We have a team of people.
Yes.
Set up over at the fort. Now, folks, the one thing I want to say is if you're on our email list, which I hope you all are, you received an email today with pictures that we took the last time we were out there with the setup on how it's going to be tonight, so you could kind of see it. I couldn't do the pictures tonight because it would have been too late to post them. So
right.
I had to. So we're going to be going out and we're going to be actually standing in the moat of the fort. We're going to the Castillo de San Marcos Fort, which was built between 1672 and 1695.
And there's no water in the moat.
And there is. It is a dry moat.
Just to let people know, we won't be swimming for
no,
the ghost hunt.
No, because in Florida, when you're in water, standing water, we're talking snakes and gators.
Oh,
so that
yeah.
ain't going to
no
happen.
Way.
No. But it's really cool. And so we did take pictures. So if you refer to those pictures on that email, you'll be able to see where it is we are.
Yes.
And exactly what we're talking about and what we're seeing, sensing, feeling. We also have several sensitives that we're bringing along with us tonight that will be at the fort with us because it's, you know, when Jessica and I are doing the show, we're participating in the show, so it's hard for us
to focus.
So I wanted to bring some extra sensitives tonight to make it a little bit easier so that we could, because we kind of keep, obviously, the show on track.
Right.
The good part is we have Mike Kolfis, who's going to be there with us. He's setting up now, and he's already called. He's already starting.
Right.
And what he's doing is getting everything ready so that when we arrive, we can actually go right into the ghost hunt.
Mm-hmm.
This is not typically how a ghost hunt would go, is it?
Not at all. I like this. We go there. Everything's ready to go.
Yeah.
Normally, we have to set stuff
up. Normally, we have to unroll all the cable and get the cameras ready and the night vision cameras. And what's kind of nice about this is not – a typical ghost hunt would be in an environment that was very controlled, where there was no electricity on, where there is no other people around.
Right.
We set out digital recorders so we can get what we call EVPs, electronic voice phenomena. We'll be using what we call K2 meters, just nothing more than an EMF detector, electromagnetic field, to determine if there's energy, because energy is vibration. Vibration is energy. Energy will show up on an EMF.
Right.
And it will light up. And the stronger the energy, the more lights go off. You're going to hear us using terms tonight like it's on, oh, it's back on, oh, there goes the light. We use mag lights in our investigations, the kind where the tips turn. So.
And, you know, if you ever had a mag light, it's not easy to twist. You have to twist it on, twist it off.
Twist it off.
This is how our communication really is successful.
Right. And so what we do is Mike will be setting them up in the pit, which and if you want to get on our email list, shoot an email over to me at doc, what is it, docginny@AOL.com. docginny@AOL.com. And I'll put you on the email list, and then you'll get all these updates. But so you're going to see those pictures. You'll see the fort.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the fire pit. The fire pit that we're working with is enclosed. It's important because it sits in the dry moat, but that means no wind can get to it.
Right.
We've already checked it. There's no vibration. It's dry. And more importantly, we can set two mag lights on either end of the inside grill.
Uh-huh.
And then on the top, we put the K2 meter. And what this is going to show us is we can communicate with the spirits by asking them to either turn it on or turn it off in response to our questions. And so hopefully we'll get some activity tonight.
I think we will, just because this is the oldest town in Florida. I mean, there's so much history here. mean, so many people have died. I mean, okay. All the streets you walk on in St. Augustine, there's people buried under them.
Right, and it's kind of freaky when you think about it. You cannot take out a shovel in St. Augustine because you would get in a lot of trouble. It's all historically protected.
Well, you'd hit a lot of bones.
You would hit a lot of bones. I always said that's a place you can't metal detect in the town. Well,
right.
It's illegal, number one. And number two, if you found a ring, it's probably connected to a finger. So
that would be weird.
That would be scary as all get out. But I want to go back to the pit that we're going to be working in front of tonight because we'll be referring it, I'm sure, this evening a lot. That pit, you know, it looks like a huge outdoor oven. I call it the bread oven, but it's really not a bread oven. It's where they used to heat the cannonballs. Before they would shoot them out at the wooden ships of enemy wooden ships.
Okay.
And that way they would catch on fire. So these they would be bright red.
So this is how they made them, basically.
No, not they didn't
you
make
heat
them. They heated them because they wanted them red hot so that they burnt the ships.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you didn't have an exploding, some were exploding in later years, but some
were
not.
If you have this giant piece of metal hitting your ship, I would think that would be enough.
It would hit it, but imagine that piece of scalding hot metal going through the side of your
ship.
Right,
I guess
then
it would catch it on
sitting in the bottom,
fire.
Catching on fire, and then catching their ammunitions on fire as well.
Oh, true, I never thought about that.
So that was their goal, is to create fire. So the ship, because you think about all the old movies you saw,
right.
Like pirate ships, they're burning. How did that happen?
True.
So that's literally
Pirates of the Caribbean.
There you go. See, so they would so off this fort, that's what they would do. It's a really cool place. And then the other part that is, and you'll see the picture again if you're on the email list, the Executioner's Wall.
That's amazing. And I didn't even know this was there. I mean, we've been to the fort so many times.
No. Mike did a really good job of taking us on a kind of a private tour.
Mm-hmm.
Mike has a degree in parapsychology, a real degree. Not, you know, some people have those, I call them pseudo degrees, but he really studied this. He has a massive library in his home, and he's very knowledgeable. And he used to be toured through the fort and around the fort many years ago. By an elderly gentleman who I don't think is any longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knows all this stuff, and he knew where. And so
he is a wealth of knowledge.
He really is. So he when we took the original set of pictures to put on the site tonight on the email, he had taken us and shown us the wall, and it blew us away.
Well, because on this wall are all these holes, little pitted holes. I mean, quite obviously bullet holes.
And you know what's sad is that, and a lot of people don't know this, is that a lot of times they were, well, I'll tell you about that in a little bit, but they actually had to shoot, their own people. So in other words, there were a lot of people who, I'm trying to think how to explain this that kind of makes sense. The first line of defense, of course, were fighting the Redcoats, and many soldiers died and through the battle or through execution. But here's the thing. Redcoats and Spanish turncoats were executed at the executioner's wall, or that's what we call the executioner's wall. And a lot of times friends or family of the prisoners would be forced to be in the execution squad.
What?
Mm-hmm. They forced them to be in the squad. And that's why when you look at the executioner's wall, a lot of the bullet holes, or where you see that the musket ball holes in the wall, are much higher than people would have been, because they would fire extra high so they knew they would not be responsible for their friend's execution.
Oh, my gosh.
When they were hit.
Which
is really
sick. Who would think that was a good idea?
I don't know. You know, and the fort has... You know, the fort itself is pretty amazing. I mean, it's, you know, we talk about it being a monument not only of stone and mortar, but to the human determination and endurance. It symbolizes the clash between cultures. We talk about that in the email we sent out. But there were lots of, you know, apparitions that show up, ghost stories. So, you know, there's a lot of things that happen at the fort, clearly. Some of the stories that are, you know, facts show is that in 1784, now remember, when the fort was finished was 1695. In the month of July 1784, this Spanish, the fortress was given back to the Spanish from the English. and there was a Colonel Garcia Marti and his young wife, Dolores, arrived to start their new life there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it wasn't long until Colonel Marti's young, handsome, charming assistant, Captain Abella, was introduced to the outgoing, friendly Dolores. And Colonel Garcia Marti was a very busy commander. They said he was very humorless, somewhat older than his young wife, and neglected her a bit.
Uh-huh.
And it was probably an arranged marriage anyway. So Dolores made lots of friends with people in the town of St. Augustine, and she also wanted a closer relationship with, unfortunately, a man who wasn't her husband, and she and Captain Abella fell in love and began a love affair.
Oh, lovely.
That would cost them very dearly, because Dolores wore a very, very strong perfume that she apparently put on very liberally.
Uh-huh.
And one day, when Captain Abella was giving his report to Colonel Marti, the colonel couldn't help but notice the strong aroma of Dolores's perfume all over the front of Captain Abella's uniform. And so in the darkness of night, when most of the soldiers had gone back to town to spend the night, because remember, they didn't sleep in the fort, a lot of them. They would
right.
sleep in the town. They worked in the fort. Both Dolores and Captain Abella disappeared from sight, and only about, they say 20 or 30 soldiers remained on duty at the fort. And after several days, the soldiers were wondering where their beloved Captain Abella was. And when he didn't show up for daily call, Colonel Marti told the soldiers that Captain Abella was sent on a special mission to Cuba. And friends of Dolores began to wonder what happened to her. So Colonel Marti held a large dinner party, inviting all their friends from town, and told them with great concern that Dolores had become ill from the weather in St. Augustine, the
uh-huh.
humid, dry, yet damp weather, and was sent to live with her aunt in Mexico. Could not have been less humid there. Who would nurse her back to health. And then Dolores would then be sent back to Spain to live, where it was more agreeable with her constitution. Funny, but she didn't look sick to them, but they figured, you know, who would question? You know, there were theories that circulated about what really happened, but Colonel Marty's story wasn't ever challenged, because it would channel the colonel
right.
in court. It wasn't until 1833, 50 years later, when Castillo de San Marcos was under the American control, that the truth was inadvertently uncovered by a curious American officer, Lieutenant Tuttle. He was studying the architecture of the fort, and he was kind of puzzled when he found a hollow sound in one of the walls of the dungeon area. And when he removed the first brick, a rush of air, smelling like a strong perfume, flowed swiftly into the room, and after taking down the wall, he found the hidden room and two skeleton remains of two former prisoners chained to the wall.
Wow.
And it is thought that Captain Marti had Dolores and Captain Abella chained and entombed here to end their lives. Probably at least some of the guards on duty were in cahoots with the colonel, and this dastardly deed of revenge went undiscovered.
Well, that's creepy.
Yeah, how about that? Isn't that creepy? But these, I mean, there's so many true stories that have gone. I mean, St. Augustine
right.
is, you know, the oldest town in America. It's a really cool place, a really neat thing to see. So if you ever get a chance to come out here, you all should, because it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're going to do now, because we want to make sure that that we get over to the site. He's been texting, so he's ready to go, and he's saying he's already getting activity, so we want to head over there
so
right
we
now.
We are ready to roll.
We are ready to rock and roll, and so we're going to head over there now and see what we can see. Remember, Mike is going to be heading the investigation.
Right.
And again, you would not do an investigation this way if you were looking to get EVPs. There's going to be people walking around because it's still early in the evening.
Well, and there's
so,
tourists, you know.
Yeah. But I think you're going to get I with all the sensitives we have.
There's going to be a lot of activity.
We're going to get a lot of activity. There's just no doubt in my mind. So I'm looking forward to it. So it's going to take us just a few minutes. Our hotel is basically two streets away. So we're going to actually jog over there. But because take a car, it's going to take us forever. So we're going to like jog over. So we're going to play like three songs. And then we're going to go live, and it's windy out here, actually quite windy, so
mm-hmm.
you're going to hear the wind blowing. We'll do our best, but I promise you, by the end of tonight, you will be pretty amazed, because I just feel like the energy is going to be off the charts.
I feel like it is going to be, too.
Yeah, okay, so get ready, everybody. Live investigation here in St. Augustine, Florida. Woo-hoo! Here we go. We'll be back in three songs, coming live from the fort, the Dry Moat. Mm-hmm.
silence makes me want to take the stairs. If you were here, we'd laugh about their vacant stares. But right now, my town is theirs. Seems like there's always someone who disapproves. They'll judge it like they know about me and you. And the verdict comes from those with nothing else. Thank you.
make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one. There's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those three words, and that's what I'll do. I love you. Give me more love from the very start. Piece me back together when I fall apart. Tell me things you never even tell your closest friends. Make it feel good when it hurts so bad. Best that I've had, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one, two, three, four. There's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those three words, and that's what I'll do.
Okay, I want to welcome everybody here to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with
Jessica.
And with our guest tonight,
Michael.
Okay, Michael, what's your last name?
Coccoli.
Thank you, because I pronounced it wrong earlier. We're here. Tell everybody where we are and what we're about to do.
We're at the Fort at St. Augustine, and I do not know how to pronounce the name, so I'm not going to try it. We're in the back side of the fort. We're at the Executioner's Wall. And that's odd because I've got the sound turned off. And we're going to see if we can communicate with anybody who wants to communicate with us.
Okay, great. Now, I want to tell everybody that we just got here about 7 minutes ago. And
so much activity. Oh, my God.
It's incredible. Mike, tell everybody what you set up real quick, because I know I don't want to break the mojo you got going here.
I set up two flashlights that can be set to a very sensitive position where if I ask a question, an entity can give me a response. I don't want to say entity, it's a bad word. A spirit can give me a response by either turn a light on or turn a light off. The amazing thing is this started immediately, and the questions were being answered quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that there we have...
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez.
I do believe we have somebody here that wants to get our attention.
Now, if y'all don't know what we just viewed, we just saw a flashlight go flying.
We're going to say that was the wind.
We're going to say that was the wind. Okay, we'll give it to the wind. Okay.
I'm going to
try
to see what
You're going
to
reset that. While Mike resets that, we've got Mike has some flashlights. Now, these are flashlights he just ordered off of eBay. They're ones where you turn the end. And he turns them so that they're off.
Mag lights.
They're mag lights, yeah. And so he turns them so that they're in the off position.
And then he places them, right now they're about 20 feet away from us, so the spirits don't feel uncomfortable, like they're being encroached upon. And he puts them on the what used to be an oven that they used to cook bread in, etc. And he's putting it on it. We're currently standing in the moat of the fort.
Right.
Okay. And
we're actually, we have another one of our team members that has equipment over here that
let's go over here.
Different voice recordings.
Okay.
And it picked up quite a few names. What was one of the names? Lewis.
And what,
so I think we have someone named Lewis here.
Okay, so one of the, we're going to get some of the names. We can go to the readings button, and that will tell us the last few
Peace,
things.
Grain, given, Lewis.
Okay.
Song, and, report, and strong.
And note.
And note.
Okay, now these all are relevant because we've been communicating with the spirits. Mike has been asking questions. He's also got something called an ovulus. Tell us what that is.
I'm getting sentences.
Okay.
How are you?
Ovulus is a random number generator, and it tries to convert it into words. There's a dictionary that it pulls from, but it also pulls from the internet because
mm-hmm.
I'm using the phone.
Right.
Right now, I've been getting sentences that I can't make out. I can look at them later.
Mm-hmm.
And we can figure out what the heck
what is
they're
it,
saying.
Just jumbled words?
Okay, I heard by the pit.
And that's the pit right there.
Right there.
That's
okay,
the
yeah.
So
if anyone listens to the radio show that we're now doing live here in St. Augustine. Well,
I didn't get that.
I thought I heard Jennifer.
Ah. Would I didn't realize that you said my name incorrectly.
Yeah, because you did. So what we're going to do is we're going to let you all listen. Now, we might get really excited. We're going to try and describe what we see. And if we hear it and we see it, we will let you know about it. Again, this is live. Anything could happen, but we did post a picture on the site tonight so that you can see
the wall
where these executions took place. And
hundreds.
Hundreds of
hundreds of executions. You also have cannonball holes.
Yeah.
A lot of things happen at this
amazing. Point. If you're sensitive, and some of us here are, and you touch the wall, you can smell an unfortunate scent of death. Okay. Yeah. We are picked up a few words over here. Jess, do you want to hit the words readings there? And we'll see the words that we just picked up. It's kind of interesting. The one name that we did pick up was Lewis. So we're going to use that in using the flashlights to communicate because Michael asked them to turn on and off to communicate and answer questions. So I'm going to let you all just listen.
It's awful quiet right now. Though.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. I'm going to take off there because it's a shut off.
Right.
Go wherever.
Right.
Go.
Could be.
I'm going to go check them.
Okay. Go ahead and check them. And in the meantime, I'll tell everybody that the smell back here, I'm with another sensitive who also knows that when we drive by a certain location or where somebody's been unfortunately murdered or a life has been taken, there's a certain odor, a certain smell. And a lot of people who are sensitive know exactly what I'm talking about. And that smell is all over this area. And the words we're getting, the feedback we're getting is that this is a useful spot, a useful area. That's what's coming over our equipment. And again, you know, spirits are energy, and energy is vibration, and vibration equates into sound. And this equipment, some of it is extremely precise, and it can really pick up a lot of words, a lot of movement.
And you'll probably hear a lot of wind because it is very, very breezy here tonight.
It really is.
It's been a kind of a cool day with on and off rain, so we're kind of getting blown around here.
Pretty good. We had a lot of rain today.
We did.
And they have an unexpected storm coming in, so we're hoping it holds off just enough for us to get, you know, a little bit of a hunt here so y'all can see what it's like. And we hope that us interrupting Mike, when this thing was so active, hasn't caused them to take off.
Because he was asking a bunch of questions, and we narrowed it down to a sailor that possibly had been sunk in a ship right nearby the coast here.
Correct.
So So that was pretty interesting.
It was, and again, if you're seeing this, he has two lights that are set apart by about 6 feet, and he says, turn the top one on if this is true. And if it's not true, turn the bottom light on. And they were going on and off like a strobe light. It was amazing, just amazing. And they've got EMF readers out here.
Got updated, so it's working different. So
yep.
The waveforms.
Fantastic.
Look at the computer.
Cool.
We got a light going off, I think.
Okay, no, I got a K2 on top.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask him to try to light up the K2 also.
Okay, good deal.
Now, I think we lost a little bit in the transition.
Yeah, we lost whoever we were talking to.
I'm having trouble setting the bottom lights. For some reason, they don't want to cooperate. No reason. I have no reason for that. We'll just see what happens.
Okay, sounds good.
So, if anyone is still here, thank you.
Okay. Now, he just asked if anyone's still here. The bottom light lit up.
And that was fast.
That was quick. Could you turn that light out and turn the other light on if you're here?
Oh.
Is that possible? Come on.
And for those listening, the bottom light is now gently just turned off.
Could you turn the right-hand light on, please? Come on, you can do it. Give me the right-hand light.
And it takes a lot of energy to light these lights up.
Sometimes when you get a cold chill, that is a spirit
pulling
or
your energy.
A ghost of spirit doing things, trying to draw energy. So you get the cold chill because it's taking the heat out of the air, which heat is energy.
Right.
So that's where you hear, I got a cold chill. Well, that's what that normally is, or what we think it is. It's all theory, but that's what you're thinking it is.
Right.
Also, they could suck down your batteries pretty good, too.
Yeah, we've experienced that on many a paranormal investigation.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's phones, everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We got a light that just turned back on.
The top one they're having trouble with.
Well, the top one
the top
is
one's a K2.
You can't light up a K2, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot of different color lights.
It's an EMF.
Right.
Well, it's
so it has the red, green,
right here.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
I have one too.
Now, you've turned that on and off. Is there something you're trying to tell us? Let's see. Are you the same? Yes. Okay, there's the right-hand light that I wanted before.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Are you the same? Okay, should we go through some definitions first so they know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have four types of energies, we'll call them. The first energy is your spirit. Actually, first energy is your ghost. That's just a residual. That's like a recording in time. It's not intelligent. It'll do the same thing over and over again, like walk down the hall. There's a lady over when he feels like he's washing clothes that's been seen. And I actually saw her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Wow.
That's a residual. It's a recording. Thank you. Somebody's really trying to talk to us here.
Yeah.
Then you have a spirit. The spirit is the entity that's still here, that still wants to talk to you, you can get answers from. You can actually get answers to questions that you can document later on, you can prove. It went 3.2, so we're also getting readings on the Nelmeter, which is like the K2.
Okay.
That kind of verifies them.
Right.
Your third one is a poltergeist. Poltergeists are not, they're caused by living beings. Usually it's a woman around in her 40s, or it's a teenage girl who's going through puberty, and it's energies they don't even realize they have, and because they're stressed, they can either create an entity or actually cause the knockings, the rappings, the doors swinging open. So it's a poltergeist, noisy ghost, as in the German translation, noisy ghost. That can be usually determined quite quickly. Fourth one, I don't deal with.
Mm-hmm.
That's an entity. The easiest way to describe it is angel demon. Now, an angel will never come to you unless you're special. Angel's not going to come to you and say, I'm an angel. They don't do that. But a demon will come to you and say, I'm an angel.
Mm-hmm.
A demon will lie to you. If you think you have a demon, pack your bags and get out.
Amen.
Call somebody who knows what they're doing. I don't deal with them. I might determine there's a demon, and then I leave.
Right.
Okay.
So that's the four. Now, what we're talking to now is a spirit.
Okay. Now, how do you know that?
Because they're answering my questions.
Okay.
They're responding with the lights. like somebody is really dying to talk to us,
yeah.
I think, here.
They obviously want to be known.
So if this is the same spirit that I talked to, we were talking to before, light up any light. Light up the K2. All you got to go is near it, and all the lights will flash. I'd really like to see you light up that K2 on the top. Also, we have meters all around.
Yep.
All you have to do is walk near something.
And I've been getting I've been getting quite a few.
Hers has been lighting up like crazy here.
Like crazy.
Yep.
That's good. Now we don't.
Oh, there we go. We got a light.
We got the left hand light. Now what I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask you the same questions again. If you are a man, turn the light off. That was brighter. Are you?
It's off.
Thank
just
you.
Turned off.
There
you
go.
So we're going to think we have a man here.
Yes.
So it's a man.
Okay,
it's a man.
Now before we had a sailor or somebody who was on a ship, are you that same person? Light up either flashlight. When you ask questions, you want to give it a minute or two. It takes time. Sometimes people ask questions too fast.
Right.
You're not going to get the proper responses.
So
you wait a minute or two to think about it. I've actually had an answer on the Avigos that worked at a question I was asking an hour later.
Oh, wow.
It just came through while I was sitting in the car.
Okay.
Like
there
that.
We go. So now the light
so
just turned on.
Same
again,
person.
Folks, this light is 20 feet away from us, and it's lighting up and answering his questions either yes or no.
Also, this is inside an oven. It's protected from the wind.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
completely.
So there's nothing that could touch it.
And now it goes off.
Okay.
Could you, as a favor to me and as a favor to all of us, light up the right-hand light? Is that possible? Yeah, I would really appreciate it. I'm concerned that the right-hand light's not set. Are you having difficulty trying to light the right-hand light? Then light the left-hand light again. Okay. Relative to the direction where they're standing. Okay, so this is what we're going to do.
Now, what Mike just said is, we're just assuming that this spirit is standing kind of in front of us, and his left is our left, and his right is our right. So Mike just said, we have to consider that they're standing behind the light, actually inside this oven
right.
That was from
so
the 1600s or so.
They're right.
Yeah, so it's their right. So they are actually doing it the way you've asked them to do it.
Pretty much. I'm the one that's backwards here. make another note. My daughter's holding a Melmeter, which is pretty much a more sensitive K2.
Right.
It'll light up lights when it picks up energy. Every time the light's going on, this is jumped. So like a 2.1.
It's
jumped to a 1.2. And it didn't jump that time. Let's see if it jumps.
Light just went on again, folks, and it's on bright.
Somebody really wants to communicate.
So they want us.
Yes, someone really does want to communicate.
You need to ask some more questions.
Why doesn't everybody join in on a question? Just take turns. It's sometimes that's better.
I'm going to ask if your name happens to be Lewis, if that is the name of the spirit that we're talking to. If you are, go ahead and light that up for us, please.
I think it's very active, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's, again, the ovulus that's going off behind us. And
we're getting
sentences that we'll be able to listen to later that we can only do so much at one given time.
Well,
okay, so this is obviously not Lewis.
Right, so Jessica?
So if you are not Lewis, you're a sailor.
Oh,
you are not
just,
Lewis.
He's telling you you're not Lewis.
He's
right.
not Lewis.
You're
he
not
just
Lewis.
Lit it up bright as could be.
Okay, great, thank you. Now if you could shut that off, and then we could ask another question, that would be wonderful. Just shut it off, and we could go on to the next question. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else have a question? If this is not Lewis, you're a sailor that sunk.
Yes.
Yep, you're a sailor. Okay, thank you.
That's the other light that just lit up.
You're a sailor that sunk in the ship. Thank you. So we know that.
If the name starts with an L.
If you could
ask if the name starts with an L.
Okay. If you could shut that light off, that would be great, and we could go on to our next question. Just shut it off.
We know you want to communicate with us, and we want to try and communicate with you.
And you were doing a great job.
The other light went off. The other light went on. Mike, is it possible we have two entities here? Two spirits?
They
both lit up. I think we have more than one.
Or you have somebody that extremely wants to talk and okay. picking up a little extra energy
jumping
here and there.
Yeah, because we just had both lights go on and off.
Let's ask that question. Are there multiple entities here? Are we speaking to more than one
spirit?
Go ahead and light that up if there's more than one of you.
Okay, so we are only speaking to one spirit.
The K2 on top of there did just light up.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. And it has been. I think that the angle you're at, maybe you can't see it,
maybe it's hard
but
to
it's
see.
Been blinking for a while now. Okay.
All right, so we've determined that it is most likely just one. And it's a sailor who sunk in a ship. Yeah.
Yep, and the light just lit up real bright for us.
Okay, so we want to find out who this sailor was.
And now we've got another person who's going to ask a question. We're going to ask you to turn that off, please. And we're going to try and get some help for you. We want to help you because we know you want to communicate with us.
Yes,
I'm
going to
come over here to this person.
Okay, great.
Go ahead.
If you were a merchant, lay up one of the lights. Because we asked earlier if he was a sailor,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
he wasn't.
No, he was.
Or not sailor,
a soldier.
Right. He is a sailor. We have ascertained that.
And maybe we could determine where he is from. Are you a sailor from Spain? Is that where you are originally from, Spain? Light up the light if you're from Spain.
Again, folks, the wind's picking up, but the equipment we're using is in a wind-free area inside an oven that they used to bake in.
Did you see that?
And then it just flashed. And it's on. Okay, so we just...
take that they're from Spain.
Correct?
Would you think that? Or no?
Or are they agreeing that they're in the oven?
I think they're agreeing about something. I'm not sure which, because you guys were kind of asking questions.
We were asking a lot of questions.
I'm a little leery about Spain thing, because when this was a Spanish fort, you had the French fort over there, and the battle was on.
So it could be either.
Or it was the Americans. Yeah, I don't recall any ever Spanish ships fighting at the fort.
Okay.
What about British?
Pardon?
British ships?
I don't recall any, but it's possible.
So you're talking
I would ask French.
French.
Ask the question about the French.
Okay. Parlez-vous français?
Jessica?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so we're not quite sure if you are from Spain or not. Because the information we're getting is there was a French ships used to travel through here. Were you from France originally? Light up the light, and we'll actually give you a chance to answer this time.
There we go. Light went up nice.
I
and,
had a feeling.
Yeah, nice and bright. Thank you for doing that. You can go ahead and turn that off now. We know it takes a lot of energy when you light these things up and turn them off, and we really appreciate this. I'm going to ask you, after you turn it off, is there something that we can help you with? Is there someone you're looking for? If so, light it up, yeah.
There's a message you're trying to get out. Do you want to tell us something specific?
Okay.
We want to go back. We want to ask you if your first or last name starts with an L. Okay.
Yeah. Bingo, light went off.
Very good.
It means it went off, it lit up.
Because you came up with an L.
Yeah.
Does your, okay, could you please turn the light off for us? Thank you. We appreciate this so
much.
We really like talking with you. Does your last name start with an L-A? Or an L-E?
Currently the light is turned off and we're trying to ascertain the name.
Is your first name?
L-A?
L-E or L-A?
See, a lot of French names are
L-E,
L-A.
Yeah, okay.
I started to ask another question at the time, though. I do believe that sometimes they can...
Read your mind almost?
Yeah. Sort of. They know what you're going to say. So let's do this again. Could you please turn the light off again? I'd like to rephrase. Thank you.
And that light is going off. I got to tell you, folks, I've been doing this for a long time. Have you seen it ever this quickly?
Really, no, this is really good.
This is
it
the quickest response.
Yeah,
this is wonderful.
They got to understand there is a lot of energy in this fort. This fort was established in the late 1500s. It was owned by the Spanish, then the Americans. A lot of death, a lot of tragedy. A lot of energy was bottled up here, was trapped here.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing right now, I think.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. So let's go back to the L again. So is your first name begin with L?
Okay, Mike just asked if his first name began with L, and the light went off, and it went off big and bright. So what we're doing is every now and then, if someone, we are out in the open, obviously, in the fort, in the middle of St. Augustine, so if someone passes by or a group of people should come by, even though we're off to a corner, we do pause the equipment because we don't want to waste your time, and we want to make sure that you hear everything that's going on. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm actually watching my daughter. She has a Mel meter, and she's checking the executioner's wall. Did you have any luck over there? No? Okay. So let's go back to the lights here.
Wow.
Yes, we're back.
We're back. The light just shone bright. It went on very bright when Mike said, well, let's go back to this. We clearly have a spirit here who wants to communicate with us. I'm a big one for this, so I have to ask this question. I'm going to ask this to be turned off. As everyone knows, one of the things that's really near and dear to my heart is to take any spirits who maybe want to be crossed over and ask this person, this entity, this spirit, I want to say entity, spirit that we're talking to, do you wish to join your loved ones? Do you miss them? Do you want to be crossed over? Is that something that you might be interested in? If so, go ahead and light up that light. Because it's been responding so quickly, I'm going to assume...
There's something...
Yeah, else.
There's something here you need to do first.
Yes, the light just went off.
That's probably why this went up to that one.
Yeah.
That's probably why this entity is still... this spirit is still here.
Okay.
There's something keeping earthbound.
Okay.
That's what we got to figure out.
We got to figure it out so we can help this spirit, because ultimately, that's why we do this, to help. That's our goal. And so I think perhaps, maybe sometimes, it's been my experience that in helping the spirits to trust us, because they don't know us from Adam. So how would you normally go about this, Mike?
I feel they know if you are pure.
Okay.
Your heart is pure.
Oh, there we go. Light just went off again.
I really think that they know we're not going to harm them. We know we are here to help any way we can. We want to know their story.
Right.
Would you like to tell us your story? Turn that light back off, please.
Wow. Light just went off.
So they want to know. I assume this man, this... I'm going to say Navy person or ship personnel. Mm-hmm. He wants us to know what happened to him. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
were you taken prisoner after a battle?
So he was, the light just went off. Okay, very quickly.
Were you executed in this general area?
Yes, light just went off. I felt an immense sadness at that moment.
Yeah. How you doing? All right.
And I have a sensitive here who just told me that he was shot in his stomach.
Were you shot in your stomach? Yes.
Yes, and the light goes
that
on.
That would be a very
yes.
fatal injury in them days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the light just turned on again. And it has now turned off again. So this is how we're communicating with this spirit, with this flashlight that's 20 feet away that's turning on and off all by itself.
And it's responding. It's responding to questions
quickly.
We are asking
yeah.
without hesitation.
Correct.
I don't know how to put it. I don't know how to... I really like people to understand how this is not...
Oh, my. Yeah.
It's not faked in any way.
No. It's so overwhelming to see this. We do this... As many of our listeners know, we've done this for years, and we've helped people cross spirits over and help spirits get word out to people. But this particular entity is, or spirit, I don't want to say entity, spirit, is so incredibly active that it's really hard to imagine. If you're standing here watching what we're watching, it's rather mind-blowing. And this light is going on and off when we ask questions. And when I just said that, what I just said to you all, so you could hear me, the light went off again. And it's like, we feel like a deer in headlights. I think that's an apt way to put it. It's so exciting, and very few people have seen this much activity, I think, so quickly, and with a response so quickly to our questions.
I just moved up because I wanted to see if any of the meters would respond.
Right.
Energy is strange. Sometimes one meter reacts and the other one won't. Sometimes the lights react and a meter won't. Sometimes you have 2 meters close together and only one will go on and one won't.
And this one just went off again. So this flashlight is very quick. It's amazing. And again, rarely do I see it happen that quickly and so efficiently to our questions. We did this. What we have discovered is he does want us. Yes, it's going off. He does want us to.
Kind of wants to talk bad.
Yeah, bad. And we need to try and figure out our sensitive that came along here mm-hmm. on my right. She said that she felt that this entity was shot in the stomach. And we did ask.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm keep saying entity. I mean spirit, and I apologize for that. Yeah. And the spirit did respond with a yes. We do know. And this spirit, unfortunately, was killed in this area, in this vicinity.
Okay.
So, yes. Okay. And... Where are we going to go from here? How do we help the spirit?
I don't know how, besides the obvious.
Yeah.
I can only get yes and no answers, so we've got to kind of figure
out. Now, is he trying to get a message?
Something's holding him here. He's got something he needs to do.
So he needs to, right, does he have family he thinks he needs to communicate with? Is that possible?
Do you believe you have families alive still that you would like to communicate with?
If so, go ahead and light that up.
Do you feel like your service isn't done yet?
Were you a very young man?
Yes. The light just lit up.
I got more of a feeling instead of a soldier that he might have been. You know, they
boy.
Took a lot of
yeah.
these young teenage boys
mm-hmm.
as cabin boys on the ship.
Right.
Were you a cabin boy? Could you please turn the light off
for me first. Kind of getting ahead of myself. Do I get excited?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well,
I get very excited.
It's exciting because this is something that we haven't seen this active.
No, this much response.
No, not like this.
Okay, what I'm going to do, just to take it a different way, I'm going to say, were you a soldier?
It's going off.
Yep, and the K2 is going off, which means there's a lot of energy here right now.
Were you a cabin boy or a young man to assist the soldiers? Were you an observer?
Were you a stowaway?
Maybe a son of one of the sailors?
Oh, bingo. There you go, Jessica.
Okay.
1.3
Wow. That's big. So...
So he was a son. So this is a younger person.
Very good.
Could you give us some pictures?
Okay, here we go.
Your service is over. You have done well. Yes. Past and honor.
But do you realize that you have passed away? I'm going to ask you to turn the light off. Because I wonder, I wonder if you recognize completely. Go ahead and turn that off if you could, please.
Yeah, I don't think he understands that he's not.
I don't think so either.
Among the living.
I think he's been walking here for a very long time. Yeah. It came on here.
Did it?
Yeah. That's why I was like, wow, okay. All right, we've got some folks walking by, so we're going to take a moment and just do a pause here.
Doesn't know he's dead.
He doesn't know he's dead.
Yeah.
He's looking for his dad.
I'm going to unpause it.
Right.
Yes, and the light goes off. It turns on.
So it's possible, and I heard of this, that some of the French did side, they weren't really fighting for France, but they did side with Spain, with the
mm-hmm.
Spanish in the fort
mm-hmm.
against the Americans, but they were actually becoming the Spanish force.
There we go. I felt
before
it came.
He was more what we consider today a mercenary. He went from one battle to another.
Yeah. And what you're saying is lighting up all the K2s that we have.
I think we nailed that one.
Yeah.
So he stayed and fought for... You stayed and fought for the fort. Yeah, he was fighting for the fort.
Okay.
So...
On this side or on that side? Here.
Well, were you executed by the American forces?
Yes, he was.
So he was a French soldier that came to fight with the Spaniards.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
he's
American,
lighting it up
and
on.
All excited here.
And it's starting to rain, and we may have to protect some of our equipment here.
We might have to protect us.
I'm
just going to back away.
We're going to back away just a little bit and pack up most of our equipment. I'm going to try and leave this going currently because...
We've gotten so much information.
This is
mind-blowing. I know.
I mean, I think if anyone ever came with us tonight and went and just bought the flashlight and brought it over and stuck it in there and could prove that absolutely nothing here is faked, and why would we? What reason? What purpose do we have to do that? This would be so mind-blowing to see this. As we ask the question, bam, the flashlight goes on, and then it goes off.
Yes.
Because... the spirit has learned that's how we're communicating with it. So it's so mind-blowing if you could see this. And in such an incredibly history-filled place where so much emotion has crossed over this area that we're walking on right now. So many people's lives, so many souls.
We're sorry, but we're probably going to have to move on for now. Would you like us to try to pass you on? to your family members?
Because we can do that. We can say a prayer, and we can cross you over.
I think we should probably do that anyway.
Yeah, I think we absolutely do need to do that. One thing I want you to know is that God definitely wants you in heaven, and your loved ones are in heaven waiting for you. God's waiting there with open arms for you. So if this is something you feel you want to do, yeah, go ahead. And we just got the light just turned on. So we're going to go ahead and, because a storm is coming, let's create a circle. And, yeah. And we're going to do, I don't have.
You don't have it?
We have it. 1 second. We're going to do the hedge prayer protection. And I'm going to have you hold this, Jessica.
Okay.
Just like this. Don't touch anything else because you'll shoot it off into oblivion, which is the recording device we're using. And we're going to do two things here. We're going to do the hedge prayer protection, but first we're going to do the Our Father.
Okay.
And we're going to say, everybody just kind of create a chain. Okay.
One side open?
Yeah, go ahead. Keep one part of the circle open here somewhere, right here. Okay, this is good. Okay, we good? I don't know. Are you, we're good? Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with the Our Father and say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us all our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Okay. Now that light.
He liked that.
He liked that a lot. Okay. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to say a hedge prayer protection. This is to protect him so that he can cross over in a way that's very comfortable and very easy. And we're going to go ahead and say this. Are we ready?
Trusting in the promise that whatever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, he will do. We now approach you, Father, in confidence that our Lord's words and your infinite power and love for all of us and our households and families,
and with the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the blessed Apostles Peter and Paul, blessed Archangel Michael,
our guardian angels and the guardian angels of our household and family,
with all the saints and angels of heaven,
holy
and
with
the power of his blessed name, as ask you, Father, to protect our household
and its members and to keep us from the harassment of the devil and his minions. We're asking God to carry the Spirit on up into heaven to the other side, to the holy gates, and we're asking him to give him complete and total protection.
Father, we ask and desire to serve you and adore you and live our lives for you, that you build a hedge of protection around our household
and families, like that which surrounded Job, and to help us to keep that hedge repaired and the gate locked, so the devil and his minions have no means to access or means to breach the hedge of protection except by your expressed will. Father, we are powerless against the spiritual forces of evil and recognize our utter dependence on you and your power. Look with mercy upon us and upon our household and family. Do not look upon our sins, O Lord. Look at the sufferings of your beloved Son, and see the victims of their passion and death has reconciled us to you. By the victory of the cross, protect us from all evil, and rebuke any evil spirits who wish to attack, influence, or breach your hedge of protection in any way. Send them back to hell, and fortify your hedge for our protection by the blood of your Son, Jesus. Send your holy angels to watch over us and protect us. Father, for all these things we ask in the most holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer. We love you, we worship you, we thank you, and we trust in you. Amen.
Now, I want you all to know that that light was going on and off like a strobe light.
And this thing was going up.
And the K2. Now, what we've just done is we've offered to cross over this spirit to go on up into heaven, to go towards the bright light. It is the Spirit's choice if he wants to go ahead and do that. Certainly God is welcoming him into his kingdom. We know this. And we're hoping now, if the Spirit has decided to go, and we can actually ask if that Spirit that we were talking to is still currently here, If you are, and that's okay if you are, yes, he is. He lighted up. He's lit up. So he has chosen either not to cross over. Is that the case? You're choosing not to cross over at this time?
Good to go.
Or are you not quite sure how to cross over? Is that the case? If so, go ahead and light that up for us, please.
He might have went.
I think we. Does anybody want to ask if that spirit that we've been talking to for the last 40 minutes is still here?
Yeah. Are you still here with us? Light up the light if you're. Yep.
He's still here. He's still here.
And he might not be sure. You know.
It's been here a long time.
You've been here a long time, and it's a scary thing. Maybe you're not ready to cross over yet.
And when you are, that prayer will help you. You can grow at any time you feel necessary.
Just know that you've done nothing wrong, and there's nothing for you to be ashamed of, and you shouldn't harbor any feelings of guilt. Am I correct, everybody?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that help you at all? Yes. The light just went off. I think that's very, very important. Some of the things that you had to participate in were done during a time of war. And
yes.
God forgives. And
God
you have
understand.
To forgive yourself.
That's right.
and we just had one of our camera crew just took a picture of their own face. and blinded themselves. So we're going to leave this. Oh, no, he's here now.
Yeah,
he's
here.
Very strongly here, clearly.
I mean, he obviously is wanting to just chat.
He really likes us being here and
keeping him company. Unfortunately, the weather's kind of turning, so.
Would it be all right if we left? If it's okay with you?
Know that we won't forget you, and we will be returning. We're hoping you move on, but when we come back, we will check on you.
We definitely will. Is that okay? Do you trust us and know that we in our hearts will know we will do that? And see, this is the hard part for us.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to leave this spirit feeling like...
Well, and the thing is for us, we think the thing is for him to cross over. He's been here a long time, and it's time for him to move on.
Right.
It's time for him to go to the next step. Yeah.
And he's lighting up. I think he's ready to go to the next step.
Yeah, I think you understand that this time on Earth is temporary, and it's time for you to move on to your next place.
So we're going to give you that one last chance. Jessica, hold her hand. We've made a semicircle here. Let's make a semicircle here. Come on in here. Leave this open right here. You squeeze right in there between the girls, okay? There you go. Good boy. All right, and we're gonna tell you right here, there's a direct shoot, a direct line, a direct stairway right up to heaven. If you come before us and stand right here, you will raise automatically and go on up to heaven. If you're ready to do that, please do that. Please feel comfortable and confident in knowing it's going to be okay.
It's gonna be a good thing for you.
Anybody feeling that? Breeze?
I feel a breeze. As soon as you started, it kind of went past me.
It's a lot colder than it was before.
What's the temperature of that?
Oh, it just leaked.
Mm-hmm. The temperature stays the same. There it is. There it is.
Yeah. We're giving you this opportunity. We're trying to help you as best we can.
I mean, do you want us to help you cross over?
Sure.
You light up that light and let us know. We will try to help you cross over. We really want to help you.
Okay. See, he's not sure, and I think that's the thing. So we're going to say that we will be back. Yeah, he's not sure.
Sure. And I don't think he wants us to leave.
No, I don't think he wants us to leave either.
I tell you what, I want to take some photographs with everybody against the wall. Would you appear in some of the photographs?
We would love that.
We would love that to remember you and to pray for you. So would that be okay? I think it would be.
Yeah.
And what I want to do is I want to get individual pictures, and I want to get everybody together. This is how we captured the face before.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and stop the recording now, and I'm going to tell our listeners that we're not going to be able to make it back to the hotel we're staying in to finish up the show. So at that point, so we're going to end it right here. We're going to thank you all for listening. Jessica, last words.
It has been an unbelievable evening. We've seen things that obviously we've never had this kind of activity before.
Right.
I mean, we've had direct communication. It's been awesome.
Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that. The rain is really starting to come down. Mike, I want to thank you, and our, for our listeners, we want to thank you. We really appreciate you taking the time to do this. We hope that maybe you can come back and share some more of your vast knowledge of parapsychology.
I would love to. This is enjoyment and satisfaction for me. So anytime.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.